Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, you ever say to a veteran, thank you for your service?
Definitely. I could not imagine doing what any of them have done.
So I'm sure many people who say thank you for your service don't really realize that many veterans don't want to hear that.
Oh, now I feel rude.
Yeah, because of the way they've been treated by our government. And here's a little story that I, you know, was came upon that I think really should open the eyes of many who say thank you for your service. I work with dying veterans. Here's why I don't automatically thank them for their service. Now, this person wanted to let people know what it's like having people thanking you for your service everywhere you go. This is the man, the serviceman. His name is James. You might think this is an exaggeration, but you asked, he said. It's an act of violence, which is the way this gentleman, this veteran, sees that. James shifts nervously from one foot to the other, sweat glistening on his forehead and his muscles tense. A smiling intern approaches with a flag pen intent on thanking him for his military service, whether he likes it or not. That's when he bolts for the door. I take off after him. There's no way I'm letting him tear into the highway with his nervous system flashing red. Visions of high-speed collision flash in my mind as I jog through the parking lot trying to catch him. Earlier that morning, I noticed James standing apart from the milling crowd gathered for a workshop on terminally ill veterans who have combat-related psychological challenges like post-traumatic stress disorder, moral injury, and complicated bereavement. With his straight back and haircut in the style of a Marine, James was a stark contrast to the business card exchanging group of social workers and psychologists with whom I've been chatting. One of the reasons why, you know, many of these men who have come back from the theater of war, you know, don't think it's a great thing to say thank you for your service is because of we have no concept of what these people have been exposed to. Their lives have been forever changed for the worse. And so no platitude can ever get them back to where they were before they went into hell's door. You know, I couldn't imagine, you know, going into a place that prepared me and taught me to kill. And that's what my job is. They turned me into a killing machine, not a human being. That's what war is. You know, war is a hellified condition and reality that nobody should have to deal with. And when you take someone 18 years old and train them to be the best killer on the face of the earth, and at some point in time, those people who have been positioned in those theaters of war, they want to forget that. And thank you for your service to them is, you know, we don't know it. The people who clearly are saying thank them for their service are doing it from a position of respect, they think. But they have no concept at all that what that matters and what that means to people who've been in the theater of war. I've got a lot of veteran friends, especially from the Vietnam era war, and wounded veterans and others who just do not want to hear that their lives have been forever changed. And they know that war is that theater of hell, where you will, your life will be forever changed, and not forever the better, but for the worse.
And then you, the way you say that, it's just like, how are we expecting them to regularly integrate back into society after that and not help them? Like you said, like, I just from you explaining that, I feel the frustration of, you know, you go through all of this mental anguish and training to be a killer, and then you're just like, oh, well, yeah, it's done now, so just go back into society.
Well, and that's exactly what many veterans, especially Vietnam era veterans and even Iraqi veterans and others, they've also been exposed to all sorts of chemicals that have really ruined their lives, their reproductive systems, and long term, what they've been exposed to is going to impact them later on in their lives. And thank you for your service is, you know, again, people don't say it with any malicious intent. They just don't understand what these men and women have been exposed to. And that's why it should, you know, if you're going to go to war, you should be careful about where you're sending these young men and women whose lives are going to be impacted forever. And let me read a little bit later. I've heard that from many, from lots of veterans, I'd say nodding. Well, let me go over here. Politicians, military brass, the majority of people in this country who don't give a bleep what really happened to me and my buddies and who don't want to hear about it, he stared in my eyes as though expecting me to be uncomfortable with his candor. I've heard that from lots of veterans, I'd say nodding, not just the ones who fought in Iraq going way back. That's the dirty little secret about war, he said, extending his hand. It's always an act of betrayal. Later, we grabbed seats together at a table with three others. The trainer started with moral injury, what it is, what it looks like, why it matters. He played poignant excerpts from recorded interviews of veterans talking about the psychologically and spiritually painful impact of witnessing or committing actions that violated their sense of morality or that had shattered their trust in those they relied on to act in their best interests. You know, we have no concept at all of what that is that those men and women have been engaged in. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Ron from Milwaukee's calling in.
Hey, Ron, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you for your show, Earl. Another good one.
Thank you.
I just want to point out my dad, bless his soul, was a World War II veteran, fought in the Pacific Theater. And as with most men from who and women who fought in World War II, he was very quiet about it. He didn't
right.
tell the family about it. And it took me a long time to figure that out. I mean, he eventually told me some things late in his life, and I could see right then why he didn't want to talk about what he had seen. He
right.
was in combat. And, but they were, it wasn't just that they were self-effacing, you know, I'm just doing my job, you know, I'm serving my country. It was because of, as you have talked about here, it was because of what he had seen. And he didn't want to imprint that on us. He didn't want us to feel all that horror and pain. And, you know, he was a great dad, but he was messed up in some way.
Well, yeah. Hey, Ron, I want you to hang on because I want to delve a little deeper with you. And, you know, our fathers, the men we look up to, the men we love. You know, my dad was in the Korean War, and you know they were asked to do some horrific things at a very young age, 18, 19 years old. And like you said, they carried that shame with them the rest of their lives. It's so easy for us to say thank you for your service when they've been wrestling that torment that they had to keep stuffed for their entire lives, you know, 60, 70 years. And, you know, it certainly destroys the spirit of a human being, of a person. And so I'm sure they've questioned their entire lives of what they did, and they had no choice but to do it once you join the military. If I can say something about that,
there are two components, other components to this, which I think you've touched on a little bit. One is the traumatic after effects, PTSD. And it not something that was accepted or well understood back then, but it certainly is now, and people still have trouble getting treated for it.
Right.
And you know, aside from the chemical, you know, assaults and physical assaults on these poor men and their bodies, but the other thing is,
hey Ron, do me a favor, man. We got a short break. Hang on, we'll come back to you. I want to hear what you have to say. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Who the soccer to? It's a sure thing.